everybody. I'm the mother of Ziad Yagi. He's a co-defendant with Hossein Sharifi and Omar Hassan. So since he spoke about his brother, I'm going to speak for Ziad and for Omar because they both can't speak about themselves. Omar and Ziad went overseas for a trip. Both of them were trying to get married. Omar went first. I mean, Omar and Ziad went together, but Omar wanted to go there because his wife went first, the girl he was interested in getting married to. And both his parents had issues with him getting married to a specific lady. So Omar kind of, you know, was almost like running away from his home, and he took my son with him. And from there, they went on to Palestine, where we are Palestinian, Jordanians, Americans. So they were denied entry, and from then on, they went on to Jordan, and from Jordan to Egypt. Now, 90% of my family members live in Jordan, and of course, Omar's family probably the same thing. So of course, the same thing, they said that marriage meant a code word for jihad, and the beach the same thing. And of course, my son, you could see pictures of him and Omar in Egypt at the beach, okay, and they're having fun, and they're kids, and they're like really young, you know, 19 years old. But I mean, they made like a big deal out of everything. So I'm going to read you something I wrote because I can focus a little bit better when I read. And you can also go on Facebook and read more about me and my son. And Shkumbin also has his brother over there. You could read about that. You could also Google my name or Google my son's name. You could just put in our last name, Y-A-G-H-I, and my first name, L-A-I-L-A, or my son's name, Z-I-Y-A-D. And please do not listen to what the press says, because they just want to point, they want to portray Muslims as terrorists. And they're for some reason, they just want to do that. I can't understand, honestly. Okay. It is something that if we had it in front of our eyes constantly, then we'd all speak the truth. It is the believing in a day when we all will be accountable for our actions. A day that we will all stand before a greater judge. Death comes to one unexpectedly, and the judges and prosecutors are not immune to it. So what have they gained from the lies that they fabricated against three innocent young men? Every day I wonder why this happened to us. Why do I have to rock myself to sleep or not sleep at all? Why has my son been given a barbaric sentence when he did not harm any human being or even inflict injury on anyone? It is indeed the new Jim Crow law. We need to stop being slaves to the system. The only one who is worthy of us being slaves to is our Creator. When we realize that the one percenters are feeding off the 99%ers. When we wake up from our sedated, brainwashed state, when we stand in solidarity as the people in Egypt stood, when we speak the truth and stand up against oppression, then and only then will we ever create change. But as long as we sit and watch hours and hours of TV, and not care about the ones who are infected with pain and hide behind our closed doors, the system will never change. Do you know that while awaiting sentencing, I was not only in pain for me, but for all the victims and their families? Thus my pain multiplied. If we started to have a conscience to feel with the people who are being oppressed, then change will begin to happen. I will tell you about some of the lies that were made up by the FBI and the prosecutors. When one of my son's co-defendants was arrested and was questioned about my son, he said that my son never had any ideas of jihad, but later changed his statement after pleading guilty. As my son said yesterday morning when he called, They did everything possible for me to lose the trial. They denied me a speedy trial. They punished me because I did not plead guilty. They wanted me to spend at least 5 years in jail before an appeal. Even if I won an appeal, I would have spent 5 years in jail for absolutely doing nothing. If you look at all the cases similar to my son's case, most of them, if not all of them, have one thing in common. They all spoke against the war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Except that my son really did not speak against the war. He was too young and immature, but his co-defendant did. So now we know why many of these men are accused of conspiracy and material support. Their crimes that the FBI concocted had no basis. Material support to whom? How is my son convicted of material support when he did not spend any money on anything illegal or any terrorist organization? How is he convicted of conspiracy when there hasn't been a crime that has taken place or even a plan to commit a crime? Even when his co-defendant, Daniel Boyd, the so-called ringleader, as the prosecutors called him, pled guilty so he can save his house from being repossessed by the government and have his sons get out of jail in no time, admitted when cross-examined that there wasn't any agreement between him and my son to conspire to kill or maim people abroad or anywhere else for that matter. Moreover, he stated that he and the co-defendants never had a plan to do any kind of harm to anyone. My son's life was put in the hands of an uninformed, not one education, not travel, and elderly people, who some of them, mind you, can barely walk and keep awake. We're anxious of getting this ordeal over and in favor of whom? Of course, the convincing prosecutors. Not only that, the prosecutors kept showing pictures of jihadists beheading and killing people. And they brought this so-called expert, Evan Coleman, to testify against the co-defendants. His testimony had no basis, since he does not even know the co-defendants. His fabricated fantasy to portray Muslim people as violent worked well with an uneducated, uninformed jury, whose mind is preset based on how Muslims are portrayed post 9/11. So now three innocent young men lie in jail for a simple trip they took overseas. Families have been ripped apart, destroyed and shattered. A country that feeds off of putting innocent people in jail. I am so ashamed of my country, ashamed of its lies, ashamed of its war on its own citizens, just because of their religious beliefs. How will God bless this country if it oppresses its own people? And 99% of these cases get convicted even though there is not any evidence of anything. And remember, not any crime has taken place. It is as if the prosecutors either scare the judges to comply with what they want, or they will lose their jobs, or more likely work together in conspiring to kill and maim the truth. There is something going on behind the scenes that no one knows but God. Thank you, guys.